Tana Rabbanan, Nochi Shehidlik Mi Yisrael. We're speaking about which Neire is a kosher for the broche of Boire Mi Yoire Haikish. Nochi Shehidlik Mi Yisrael. Nochi was Madlik a Neir from a Yisrael. Vi Yisrael Shehidlik Mi Nochi. Mevolchin Allah. So that is good. We can make a Boire Mi Yoire Haikish on these two Neires. Nochi mi nochi, but if one guy was madlik a ner from another guy, ein mevorchin olof. So that is possible to make a boire meire yesh on it. Like the Gemara, what kind of prejudice is this? Maishna nochi mi nochi, deloi mishum deloi shavas, because the ner originates from a ner shaloi shavas. Ihochi Yisrael minochi nami haloi shavas. So Hayid was madlik from a goy, so this is also originating from a ner shaloi shavas, and that we learned yesterday, a ner shaloi shavas, given the nev de boy avere, so it's possible, levoy cholov. Vechitayme, if you'll explain to me, that the reason why a Yisrael shehidlik minochi it's kosher, because I say since there's a constant flame, isure ozalei, so the ner shaloi shavas burnt out. It's not here anymore. V'ho achinu ubayoda the Yisrael komis yaldom. That means that I consider that the ner shaloi shavas is not here anymore. Because since it's a constant aish and it's a new aish, so that be yoda the Yisrael komis yaldo. So that's some Taisvus asks, have a motzi lakshu yochi nochi minochi nami. The Gemara asks, so we're back where we started from. So nochi minochi also, this is a new aish. Okay, we'll see about the Taisvus terms. But the Gemara asks, it's not true. When you have an eish, even though the eish is continuing to burn, it is still considered we have the old eish. Why? The sanya hamoitzi shall have es lushus harabim. A person was moitzi shall have es lushus harabim chay. So he's chay. Amai chay. Why is he chay? We'll see in Rashi rechetim how it shaykh to be moitzi shall have es. But the Gemara asks, "Amai chayev, ma she'okar lo hiniach, u'ma she'niach lo yokar." If we consider that there's constantly coming a new flame, so memele, so the by Meleches Shabbos, we need akira and hanoche. That what he was oiker mishus hayoche, that he has to be meniach b'shus harab. And over here, there was no. If it's considered a new flame, so he's oiker. One shall have us, and his maniach a second shall have us. So al kocher, you have to say, we consider that the old flame is still in existence. So if it's still in existence, and so now we're back to the old kasha. We're back to the kasha, so why when a Yisrael is madlik from a nochi, and the nochi is a ner shaloi shavas, the Yisrael is taking over, and it is considered you still have the same ner shaloi shavas. By the Yisrael, so why is it mutter? The Iser is still in existence by the Yisrael also. Aye, how can you make a brocha by the Yisrael? That means even though we consider that the Ner Horishen is still in existence, but We say that what he was madlik from the Ner Horishen, so we considered that it was al kaponim nitoisev more oil by him. So the broche is made on the toisvus oil, even though the iker is posel of oil cholov, but the toisvus, one can make a broche on the toisvus. Ihochi. So if that is so, nochi mi nochi nami. So Anochi should also be able, if Anochi was madlik from another, Anochi was madlik meitzoi Shabbos from another Anochi, nami. So the Gemara says, Einochi nami. Gzeira mishum nochi rishen va'omod rishen. That means, if you'll be mater, anochi minochi, so we were geizes, that means since this is tautilere Yusuf, it originated from anochi that was madlik in Shabbos. And now I'm being bimvorech, it also on a ner that is by anochi. So memele, so here we made a gzeire, mishem nochi rishin va'omed rishin. That means, we'll see in Taisus, it's kula chodak zeire, that if you'll be matar anochi minochi, so could be, you'll be machi, the matar the first nochi, and omodrishin means, before the psile got black, that means, could be the nochi horishin, let's say, meitzoi Shabbos was, let's say, 7 o'clock, so could be the Nochi HaRishen was Madlik a second before 7. So that's considered, so 7 o'clock, if you make a Boire Meire Eish on it, that is considered still Omot HaRishen. And that is Zichar also, this considered, there's no Toisvis yet on the Omot HaRishen. So that would be Posel of Orech Olav. So they were Geyser, Nochi Sheini, Mi Nochi Rishen. Let us see Rashi. Nochi shehidlik mi Yisrael mishachsheicha meitzoi Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the Gemara wanted to say why a Yisrael is madlik mi Nochi is muta. Mitoich sheshalheves deileches vehoileches. Since the shalheves is always burning, kama kama porichle, so the old shalheves flies away, and we have here a new Eish Keseder. So the Gemara says, if that concept would be true, so one would not be Chayiv, and Hamaitzi shall have us L'shus HaRabim B'Shabbos Chayiv. M'kmina lo b'meseches Be'yeh, how could one be Maitzi shall have us? Kigoin the Shaifei L'cheres Mishcha. A person went and rubbed some fats or oil around a Kli Cheres. The itli bo nura, and he went and cinded on a fire, so the fire is now burning. The gacheles leka, there is no coal over here. Elo shall have it. Umishum cheres le mechayev, the less bo shiure. The cheres als cheres, it doesn't have a chshivis, it doesn't have a shir. So if it would be a gacheles to a shall have it, some mele, since the Shalevis alone has achshivis, a male could be the gachelis also is choshev, because the shalevis is coming out from the gachelis. But there's no gachelis. It's burning on something that's not a gachelis, on the mishchat's burning. So memele, so the whole chi of aitzo is only on the shalevis. And if you say it is consistently a new age, so he would not be chai, because masha oka loy hiniach. Voitzoi Shabbos loy mechayve adiike akire mishuzu vanocha mishuzu. So the Gemara answers gzeira mishum nochi rishen vaomud rishen. Ishoris benochi shehidlik minochi mishachsheicha. If we will be matter anochi shehidlik minochi mishachsheicha, osi levruchi benochi shehidlik veboidjoin. So we might come, Mengoy, Achilik, Dergoy. So Memele, Shoriz, Benochi, Shidlik, Benochi, Shachsheich, Osi, Levruchi, Benochi, Shidlik, Miboidjoy. Uba Oisai, Oir, Atzmoy, Shaloini, Toysav, Mishachsheich. And you might, that means, even though by the first Goy Gufe, Meikaradin, it's also Mutter. Meikaradin, if the Goy was Madlik, this Eish, Miboidjoy. So now when it's my Tzoy Shabbos and it's after 5 seconds or 10 seconds, it's not the Omot HaRishon anymore. So there's a Toisvis on this Ner also, which is also Mutter. This Ner is a Ner Sheshavas, because it originated my Tzoy Shabbos. But Al Koponim, that Nochi we asked. And we asked a Nochi that was Madlik from that Nochi. Al Gzeira, you might be mevorech on the oil of a nochi, that's noch, the omot horishain, and that is posel midine. Just a few halachas before we'll go further into the Indian. So we have here as follows. if a person is madlik, if a goy was madlik a ner in Shabbos, and moitzoi Shabbos, a yid is mevorech, so even though mi iker adin, this is kosher, because there's a toisvis that came about moitzoi Shabbos, af al pikein, he's not yoytze. And here the Mishnah Berurah paskins, b'diyevet he is not yoytze. What is if a nochi, and this is osar al tzeire, because if this guy that was madlik in Shabbos, now your mazel, you waited 5 minutes, and what if you had only waited 5 seconds? So memela, so that would zicher be posel mikiradin. So this gzeire is posel afilu b'diyevet. What happened if one guy was madlik from another guy? So this our Gemara says also one should not be mevorech. Here the Mishnah Berurah paskins b'diyevet, if he made a bracha, he will be yaitze. One guy, because this is already a further gzeire, even though it's a din chulek kula chod gzeire, but this the Mishnah Berurah paskins that b'diyevet you are yaitze. Agav uche, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Rabbi Kiveger and Bir Aloche, if you have a posel in there, let's say you have from the same, the guy that was madlik in Shabbos, so you have a posel in there, so not only I b'diyevet you are not yoitze on the b'irim yoyre yeish, you'll have to make over the b'irim priyagofen also. Because the b'irim yoyre yeish that you made after the b'irim priyagofen is a hefsik. Like this it's called, it starts to say there are broches. You make a yakna, you make yayin, and then you make psomim, and then you make ner. But if this is not a ner, some emele, some say said a b'irim priyagofen, then some say said a brochel of atole. So Mamela that passel the Bayre Priyagofen, seems to make a Bayre Priyagofen over. Now, one more halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very interesting halacha. What is the din, which our Gemara does not speak about, what is the din if a goy was madlik aner moitzoi Shabbos? He didn't get it from a goy, he didn't get it from a yid, he struck a match and he made a oil. What din does this have? So here the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes apoiskim and all alochi paskins, it's good. Because the whole gzeira was, if it originated from a goy, it came from a goy that was madlik in Shabbos. So mainly, even though a second goy in Yisod is mutter, that was a gzeira. But if it originated from a goy that was madlik maitzoi Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it is good. A gavuchi says, but if another goy will be madlik for him, could be it won't be good. Because if you're getting from another guy, so this guy was madlik from a guy, so then you have to say, but the first guy was madlik maitzoi Shabbos, that already is a shayla already. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a shayla. It's very interesting. If a new guy was madlik maitzoi Shabbos with a match, this Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's good. It's no shaykhis with our Gemara. Our Gemara is only speaking about that it originated from a guy. Afal Pikein, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Machmirim, if now another guy will be madlik from this guy, could be you cannot be mevorech on the hadloke of the second guy, because already that was a guy from a guy already, now you have to see where the first guy got it from, if he got it, some amela could be, that is worse. Now there's a, perhaps we can understand a interesting Rabbeinu Yoine, and we could learn two ways pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine says, when the Rabbeinu Yoine brings down the halachas, so the Rabbeinu Yoine says something very interesting. He's mevayer. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yoine daf lamed tes omed aleph, daf ei harif, tiberamaschel Yisrael. This is next to the last Dibur HaMaschal on the Omer. Zogt der Rabbeinu Yoine, Yisroel shehidlik minochi, mevochin olof, sh'af al pi shahaner shal hanochi asuro, the der of the nochi is also, abo kivin sheine mevoich al oisai omud shebiyat hanochi, uloi nochu shlomed ha'asheini shebiyat Yisroel, shal loi nase boi shumisa. So that's Chiddush number one. V'chein hanochi mi Yisrael mevorchen olof. V'zeh loy hayo tzorech loyma. That's Poshet. Shekivin shoha omud horishin shal heta. Shohoye shal Yisrael. Vloyosu by meloche b'shabes. Vegam omud ashen yu shal heta shal hidlika hanochi elobo maitzoi shabes. Pshite demuta. So l'chayra, what is the chiddush of the second din? Stachmamish, it's glad kosher. Agoy fun ayid. Alsen maitzoi shabes. Ela bolash mi eino shafo pi shihu biyad nochi. Loi gozrin ish yovi lahatek shoma darishin hu biyad nochi. So me meile, efsha, I would think, agoy is a pasles. Me machin az agoy, you lit it, you got it from some. I would think we asked all goyim, because there are goyim that have neiris, which you need look in Shabbos. He says, no, there's no such thing. One, we didn't ask all goyim. Avol kshayadlik nochri mi nochri. Now, the case which we were geyser. Avol pishen, avol kshayadlik nochri mi nochri. Avol pishen ze ha'omud. Shehidlik ha'nochri ha'achrin. Min harishen hu shal hetel. Shalai nase ba'ishum iso. So what is he speaking about now? That what he says, Aval pi sheze ha'omud, shehidlik anochi ha'achim min harishin hu shel heter. Is he talking about the omud of the first guy, or the omud of the second guy? Yeah, everyone thinks the omud of the second guy. Okay. Aval pi sheze ha'omud, shehidlik anochi ha'achim min harishin hu shel heter, shonasa ba'ishum isa, va'aval olameimer shemuta levoyech olot, Allah shagazr nachi minachi, gzeire shemiyam milavorch baumadarishin shiyala nachi erishin. So the Olam says he's speaking about the second omud, so then we won't have the chiddush that I wanted to say, and we'll go further. But the zicha machloikis, is a machloikis in this. Okay, so this is the Rabbeinu Yoine, and that's the chiddush in our Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Riteime hach isure ozalei, have a motzi lak shuye ihochi nochi minochi nami. The Gemara could have asked nochi minochi nami, a ladifa minei poch, have a motzi lishnike, the mishani besomuch, als gzeire, but the Gemara says, but it's not true, that it doesn't go away. Gzeire mishum nochi rishin, nochi rishin mishum omad rishin. Chode gzeire hi, the gozul chachomin. Kol eish nochi, kol eish nochi shebiyad hanochi. A eish nochi shebiyad hanochi, they asad. The iloi ho, loi kaima ho. Avo nochi shidik mi Yisrael. Yisrael mi nochi mevorchen olav, pohochi kaima lo. Tonu rabon. Hoyo mahalech chutz lekach. Vero oyer. And he saw a oyer. Im roiv nochem, so he, now you have to know the census of the city. Im roiv nochem, if roiv of the people in the shtot are goyim, so I can assume, stomme, it's a goyish in there. Einei mevorech, so he won't make a broch on it. Im roiv Yisrael, mevorech, he do make a broch. Hagufe kashe, Amrit im roiv nochrim einei mevorech, o machz al machz em mevorech. Vohoder toni im roiv Yisrael mevorech, o machz al machz einei mevorech. So the Gemara answers as follows. But didn't know that filo machz al machz nami mevorech. In the diik of the reish is the correct diik. Tavke roiv nochrim einei mevorech, o machz al machz yoha mevorech. Vaided the toni reish, roiv nochrim toni sefer roiv Yisrael. But who adin, Machtze al machtze, you will make a broch. Now, we have to understand why is it that machtze al machtze, you make a broche. It's a sofik, maybe it's a goyis, maybe it's a yitz. How can you make a broche? So there's a moira dike ritve. So the ritva says as follows. That the emerson, I have a svek svek over here. Sofik, Yisrael. Vafilu, nafilu you'll say, that it's a goy, in Timsa Mekusi, Shema lo yosa by Meloche b'Shabbos. Maybe Shema lo yosa by Meloche b'Shabbos. So, what maybe he means, that maybe he tzindered it on by Tzoy Shabbos. Maybe it's an Er Sheshovas a whole Shabbos. So, Memele, So therefore one can make a bracha. So l'chayre, we see from this ritva, amurim dikechidish. The Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Tezvov, Sivkot Nchof, brings down a chayi odom, that if a person ate a fruit that's a berye, and it's a sofik zayis, he now is mesupik, should he make a bracha achoinah? So you have a svek sveke. Maybe it's a zayis. Natulu, it's not a zayis, but maybe the loch is, one can make a bracha achoinah on a berye, like the Yerushalmi. So mele it's a svek sveke. So the Mishneh Berurah brings from chayodam, v'chein tzidah da prima godem, that you don't make up a sofik brachas lahokal, afilu yev a svek sveke lahachme. So you also say sofik brachas lahokal. So l'chayre, from this ritve, zemedach nitazoy. Here the ritve says one can make a brache, because you have a svek sveke. Sofik, maybe it's a Yisrael, afilu it's a goy, maybe it's a ner shlenasa by meloche. So we have a svek sveke to make a broche. But there's a tzad, maybe it's lemaisa, it's a ner asura. So lechere, so I saw in Shailas Tshuvas, they bring down Shailas Tshuvas Ezras Yisrael, they bring Zaraya from this ritve, that on a svek sveke you're allowed to make a broche. Perhaps there's between you and me, I really don't understand why if this is such a kosher a svek sveike. There's a klal that a svek sveike mishem echad does not have a shem svek sveike. That means if it's only one tzad, so it's not a svek sveike. L'chayre, there's one tzad. Is it a ner sheshavas? Is it not a ner sheshavas? That's I mean, the whole tzad that als goy, it should be mutter, because it's also an er sheshavas. So there's no two stodim. Is it a yid? That means if you have two different stodim, you have two stodim of heter, that's a lomdus of a svek sveke. Maybe one tzad is matter more than the other. This lochayre, there's one suffik over here. There's one suffik. Is it a kosher in there? Is it a apostle in there? Maybe you can learn it's not a gedder of, the ritva says svek sveke. The tzlach wants to say you don't have a roiv. You don't have a, it's not a true machze. Because in the chelik ha'akum, there's some neiris which are the neiris sheshavsu. So memele, so it's pshat is, it's really roiv Yisrael. The census is machze al machze. But the neiris asuris is only 40%. That's, so it could be it doesn't go to the lomdus of svek sveke. It goes take in roiv, you have roiv neiris te hetere, not also the lomdus of svek sveke. The goyin lemaise says a different lomdus. The goyin says the whole iser of akum is osir only als gzeire. I feel an akum alone is only osir als gzeire. So the only asserd vadayakum and not sofikakum. That's how the goyim learns. So al kaponim, those yidden that say you don't make a broch on svek sveke, they could readily say like the goyim, and here the heter is not al svek sveke. Since ner shel akum is only asserd al gzeira, so they only asserd akum vaday vulayakum sofik. Now there's a very gishmaki kasha on this beraisa that the Magen Avraham is. The Magen Avraham asks, it says here that machze al machze is mutter. Whatever the lomdus is, or the al tzvek sveike, or the al the goyin svore, machze al machze is mutter. Fragt the Magen Avraham, im roiv noch im eine mevore, kus yev roiv, fragt the goyin, fragt the Magen Avraham, kol kebua ke mechze al mechze domi. He says that the shtot, the anshei ho'ir are kvuim bo'ir. So memele, even though you have, let's say, 100 people living in the shtot, 90 are goyim, and 10 are yidden, but the klal is kol kevua ke mechze al mechze domi. So you say that for the kula. So we have to consider, since the yidden and goyim are kvuim in the shtot, so you say kol kevua ke mechze al mechze domi. So it's like I have 50 goyim and 50 yidin. So we're back where we started from. So it's also mechza mechza. So why is it im roiv nochem einay mevorech? And this kasha, the Magen Avraham says two terutzes. One terutz, the Magen Avraham says that we're speaking about that he saw the mayri shera ish hoylech v'ner biyodoy. That's talking about kavuot. Someone is coming from the shtot. He walked out of that shtot and he was holding a ner. So mameli is a porish. So mameli is a porish yigobasaroy. Or he wants to say, along this, which is a very debatable on this, he wants to say as follows, that even though the shalheves is kavua, but the oir is porush. So memele, so there's a shalheves and the oir. The shalheves yev akum and Yisrael kavua mim kaimai, but the oir is porush. Now, al kaponim, it's debatable in one nekude, because later we're going to have a machlokes amiroim, if you have to be nene from the oir. Later then, and that's on Gimel on the basis, a whole machlokes in the Gemara. One man, the Amos, says you don't have to be nene from there. Fully far away, you can't see a thing. But if in Yisod, it's such a neir, such a shalhevis, that's roi lahoir, that's good enough. And another man, the Amos, says you have to be nene from the oir. See, if you have to be nene from the oir, so then it could be, so you need a kosher oir. So Memele, so if the oir is called Polish, this Tata Magnavram was Machia, the oir is called Polish. So Memele, so it's a apostle oir, it's a oir from Ner Shalakum. But if you learn that you don't even need to be Nene from the oir, you just have to see a Shalheves, that's Roy Lahoir bin Kaimai, so what's getting me wrong with the oir? I don't need the oir. L'chayre, so the shalheves, you should say, kol kevue, kemechza al mechza domi. Al koponim, that is the ha'or of the Magen Avraham. Narashi, nu mazuk te gemara weiter. Tana rabon. Hoya mahalech chutz lekrach. He's walking outside of a shtot. Vero tineik. And he sees a tinaik va'avuke biyodai. So you have to know, meiridik, it's meitzoi Shabbos, vevot kecholom to be able to make a boire miyore age. And mamish hashgoch, he sees a tinaik va'avuke biyodai. Boidik achov, so you have to know where the tinaik is. Im Yisroel hu mevorech, oi beres ayid, so you make a broche, im nochi hu, oi beres agoi, eini mevorech. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ir yetinik habikunz." Verstehst du? If he's a goy, so it's a ner shalakum. If he's a yid, it's ner shal Yisrael. So what's this ma'isa with the tinik? The same thing would apply by a godol also. Ma'ir yetinik, I feel a godol nami. By a godol also, the same halacha will apply. Omar Rav Yuda Marav, hoche besamuch l'shkiyas achama askinan. Here shkiyas achama does not mean the shkiyah, it means seisa kichom. It means right after Tzeisa Kechov. Mamish, a minute after Tzeisa Kechov. Godel, so if it be a Godel, Muchecha Milse Devadai Nochiyu. If he's a Godel, he's Zichar Agoy. Why is he Zichar Agoy? Let us see Rashi. Godel, Muchecha Milse De Nochiyu, Ve'ein Tzach Likdek Achov. Di Isa Di Yisroel Eloihoye Memayr Somoch Lachsheicha Miyad Lechei Sa'ir B'yodai. If it would be a yid, mamish, the minute after my tzoy Shabbos, onsin a cigarette, chas me lahaske. So mistame, if it's right after my tzoy Shabbos, he zicher a goy. There's a meiridike Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham asks why this din is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham, ba bizmaneinu kemeshe trefen a yid vesot asoichetan. So the meile, that's why this din is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't mean achshedor, it means the other way. Al koponim, Abba Bisman Chazal, a Godel, if he was a Godel who Chazal considered a Godel, he would never do such a thing. A tinik, no, Eimer Yisroel lo ikri v'noket, a kenzayin a yid, abba. So it's a chamon gichab that he was madlik a ner right after Meitzoy Shabbos. Tonu Rabbono, Oya Mahalech Chutz Likroch. A person is walking outside of the city. V'ra oil, and he sees light coming from the krach. Im ova kepi hakivshon mevorech olof. Vim lav ein mevorech olof. What does Rashi say? Ova kepi hakivshon. Shesel from boy avonim lesit. Im ova keoir hayoitzim ipi hakivshon nahoir borihi. Ulishtamish loira hinasis. And it was made lishtamish loira. So memele means the size of a oil. We'll see in a minute. That's made b'piyav kishum lishtamish loira. So then one can make a broche. Vim lav eini mevorech olov. And if not, he does not make a broche. Toni chode. We'll see soon the lomdis. Toni chode oir shel kivshan mevorechen olov. One baraisa says, Eir shal kivshan mevorchin olav. V'tanya idach, ein mevorchin olav. Loi kashe. Ho bitchile, ho lipsoif. So let us see Rashi. Bitchile. Vim lav, if it's not kipi hakivshan, lav lo oire nasis, elo levashel. V'ein mevorchin elo al shenase lohoir. Betchile, only the brach of boire me oire eish was only if the oir was made lahoir, but if it was not made lahoir, one does not make a brocha. So it was made levashel, one does not make a brocha. Betchile sreifes avodim ein ha'oir lahoir. So at the beginning, when you start burning, you burn avonim to create seed, so the oir is levashel. So then, that's no good. B'soif la'acher shenisrafu havodim rubon, madlikin oir godel milamaylo, lemarek sreifes havonim, umishtamshim nami li oiro. And one is mishtamish also li oiro. That means, says this, after the havonim are burnt and it became seed, so then, your madlik oir godel milamaylo. It seems this is bepia kipsha from the top, this is not on the bottom. And this is milamaylo, or on top of the sid, lemarek sreifes avodim, umishtamshim nami loira. So from this Rashi we see that, two yesaidis. One yesaid you see from Rashi, that in order to make a brocha boire me oire ha'esh, it has to be nase lehoir. Number two, you see from this Rashi, if it was nase lehoir and another tashmish, that's also good, because Rashi says, umishtamshin nami lehoiro, it's oir godom lemalo lemayrik sreifes o avonim umishtamshin nami lehoiro. So from Rashi, you see, that's also good. That means Avir was Nasa Lahoyer also. That is sufficient. So that is Shitas Rashi. Mestame, the Lomdus is because, the Biralocha says Nano, because the whole Eish, that we are Madlik, Meitzoi Shabbos is a Zeicha of the Eish of Adam Arishin, and that Eish was not made for cooking purposes. That Eish was made Lahoyer. He saw it got very dark and it's going to be bitter. Oilam choshech padoi. So it was madlik an eish lahoyer. So memela, so since that eish was lahoyer, that's sufficient. The Rabbeinu Yoneh, it would seem, holds that later it's only made lahoyer. The Rabbeinu Yoneh says, loikasha holach atchila holach b'soi. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel Zal, the mitchila im mevorchen olov, ne sheba oise shoyin osa lahoir elo levashel by kteres, elo levashel by yasid, avul besoiv mevorchen olov, she osi lahoir, kdei lirois hakteres, im heimu vusholois, o yasid, vikivin she osi boise sho lahoir mevorchen olov. From the Ritas Lashna Rabbeinu Yoneh, they say like Rashi, nami lahoir, we'll see later, there's also machlokes, that it later it's made lahoir. The beginning it's made for one shimush, later it's made lahoyer. So this is Shitas Rashi and Shitas Rabbeinu Yoneh that say it is necessary to lahoyer. It is necessary that the ner was nidlak lahoyer. Agav uche, the bir aloche klerz a shayla. What'll be the din if one was madlik a ner for a different purpose? Fine. And later he wants to use it lahoya. Wants to use it lahoya. Does it become kosher now? Do you need a hadlok lahoya? Or now that it's oimed lahoya, that's also enough. Mishnah Berurah blives by a tzorch Ian. One tzaddi says, where does he need a hadlokya for Boirim Eresh? We learned yesterday, Ashal Heves, that was nidlak from Erev Shabbos. If it's still burning, he can make a brocha on it. It doesn't have to be nidlak l'shem avdola. There's no din hadlokya, hadlokya is a mitzvah. It's osi lahoyer. Now it's osi lahoyer. I was once madlikya for a different purpose, but now it's osi lahoyer. Or the Rav Shemay. He blies by a tzorchion, and he says it's preferable l'shroi tzindron again. Of Al Kaponim, this is all according to Shitas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yoine, that you need Osi Lahoya. There's the Shitas HaRaivit. The Raivit holds there's no such thing. There's no such thing Osi Lahoya. The Raivit and the Gemara we learned yesterday, Boirei Mi'oirei Ha'ish. So Rashi says, that's the Boirei Ha'ish. There's different colors. Right, Lahoya. The oyer hashal heves, there's different colors, moire yeish. The Raivit says, boire moire yeish, there are different shimushim for eish. Use a for light, for heat, for cooking, for warming. So mamela, that's boire moire yeish. The Raivit holds as long as it was nidlak l'shem shimush, it's a kosher apai, don't need lahoya. Aye, what does the Raivit do with this Gemara? Aye, it's a different pshat in the Gemara. None of the pshat in the ganze Gemara. The Raivit learns pshat like this. That it's Meitzoi Shabbos, and he sees a Pia Kipshon is burning. So you have to know where they're up to. If they're up to stage number one, so I could assume they were Madlikit, Meitzoi Shabbos. So Memele, I could be Mavorich on it. But if I see they're up to stage number four, Hobbit Chilo, Besoif. If they're up to stage number four, so Tzicha was burning already from before Shabbos, so Memela, so then it's possible. That's how the Raivit learns Pshat. The Rav Haigoin says different Pshat, that, Betchila Besoikor, also not like Rashi, Betchila means when they start burning it, it's very smoky, so that's a possible Eish. Lepsoif, the smoke settles, and it gets a clearer flame, so then it's a kosheresh. Also, not muchach like Rashi, that it is necessary that it was nidlak lohoya. Tani chode, oyer shel tanu v'shel kirayim mevorchen olav. V'tanyi idoch, ein mevorchen olav. Loikashe, ho betchile, ho lepsoif. So what does Rashi do by a tanu? So Rashi says, Shaltanu besoif mevolchen olof, la'ache shehusa katanu, vapas besoichoi, madlikim ksomim dakim bepiv lahoyer. Then you make a small fire on top of the tanu lahoyer, velikloit choyme lesoichoin, to ensure that the choyme does not go out of the tanu, because there's a ish burning on either by the piya tanu. Kim the mishtamish lahoyroi, mevolchen olof, since it's oimed lahoyer, is mevolchen olof. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tani Chode, Eir shall beis ha-Knesses v'shall beis ha-Medrish, mevorchen olof. Or Eir that was nidlak in a beis ha-Knesses in a beis ha-Medrish, make a broche. V'tanye idoch, ein mevorchen olof. You do not make a broche. Loi kashe. So now there's a machlekes ha-Rishayim shat in the Gemara. Dvar will learn Rashi shat. Ho de ike odom choshev. Hodeleke Odom Choshev. So what pshat? Eir shal beis haknesses. B'deika Odom Choshev l'chvoida hidliku. So mistame they were madlikit l'chvoida. V'loi shetzorich lo'ir. You don't need the oil. Ela l'chovet ba'alme. V'ein mevorchin olof. That if there's an Odom Choshev, so mistame, normally they were not madlik neiris. The stomach, they had a skylight, and they were, and they, the, The Ner HaLavona was Meir. Or they didn't need... this Ner is a Ner that normally was not Nidlak in the Beis HaKnesses. So Memele and Anodom Choshev came. So they were Madlik. We see a Gevaldik Anogi. Anodom Choshev came that... So they were Madlik. Neiris Lekoved the Odom Choshev. Hodelek Odom Choshev. So Memele... So then the Hadlaka was Lahoya. Bi boy say me ha va ha di ikh adam khash va lay ka sha di ka khazne ha da la ka khazne that there's a shamish that would benefit from the oil. Let's see Rash. Er so basic nas mit gadu khash le khvaydi le ko va sha sa khloy Allah khavat baum ba in ba khnal. La ka adam khash lo hayr la hamid le ko so they were madlik for the la hayr hamid le ko there was la hayr lam ma ba khn. Hava di kodem choshev. Vike chazne, shame shaykh be beis haknesis, af lo oira suya, she yaykh la chazen lo oira mevolchin. I mean, efshel, we're looking for reasons why to be madlik and nair in a beis haknesis, a beis hamedrish, for the shamish, or the hodem choshev. I mean, we're talking about at night, isn't there a more legitimate reason? But we have to understand, because the learning, they learned everything. Davening, they also davened bal peh. So, man, why do you need a nair for? The Levona was good enough to eat af men epizen v'seh and av al kaponim. It would seem over here that there was no legitimate reason, stamazoi, that to be madlik neiris in the base medrash. Yeah, odi ke chazna, the leke chazna. Your boy say, of odi ke chazna, the leke kasha, odi ke sira, the leke sira. There's a lavona shining in. So again, so for the shamish, we don't need a neiris. The lavona is good enough. And, so memela, so then our kolchoch, it's for the odom choshev, or the leke sira, and we can say it's for the chazan, for the shamish. So Rashi says, "Hava dika adam chosh, vika chazne shamish oichol bebeis haknesses, af loira suya sheyoichol hachazne loira mevorchin." So therefore, it was made loira. Hava dika chazne vika sira shechazne yochol lecha loira imevorchin ala ner sheloi lohoiri likua ela lekoved adam chosh. So the way it says in our Gemara, according to Rashi's Girsa. So the halach is as follows, that Adam Choshuv, we say it's for him, so therefore it's L'Kvaydai, and there's no Adam Choshuv, we say it's L'Hoyah. Let us see Taisvis. Hadika Adam Choshuv. Im kein mishum Kvaydai shel Choshuv, v'loi L'Oyra, kach perish Rashi. V'enechanan perish Ibra. Ba'Adam Choshuv L'Oyra. So we're madlik at loira, she'll be able to see taket. But the lek adam choshuv, also le kovid beis haknesses. Then I say it is made for the kabdos Hashem ba'urim. That means they weren't, they didn't, sometimes they madlik for the hamoinam. For adam choshuv, so memela they were madlik for him loira loi. Like this, the nair that was nidlak at the beis haknesses was only le kovid the beis haknesses kabdu as Hashem b'urim, so therefore that is posel levoya cholov because it's not made lahoya. Ein mevorchin that's made lekovid. But let us explain one thing. We just mentioned the shita saraivet. Rashi shita is that you have to only make a broch if it's osi lahoya. The Raivitz sheet is any shimush is good. But the Raivitz at covered is no good. So it seems the lomdus is because covered is not a shimush. That's the covered. Covered is pshat, you don't need it. It's the covered, that means if. Because Adam Arishin was madlik aner for a purpose. God, his purpose was to make lighter, for a different purpose, that's a different purpose. But al kolponim, that's dumye, the neirei shel adam arishin. Ma she'en kein, if it's without a purpose, that means it's no legitimate purpose, it's, there's no use out of it, it's lekoved ba'alme. Lekoved ba'alme, so therefore, one is, so there's no shimush, therefore one does not make a broche. Let me for a minute go off on a tangent, there's a, very interesting Chuvas Ksav Sofer to be Madlik, a Yortzeit Lomp, and Yontif Sheni. Yiske, a Yortzeit Lomp. So Be'etzem, that's called Aner Shel Batola, that there's no use for it. It's for the Neshama, it's a covet for the Neshama, but that's not Lochem Lochol Tzarcheichem, this is Heichen Yonem, that's Aner Shel Covet. So Lebaise, the Ksav Sofer says one is not permitted. And he speaks about Nebuch, someone was in the Shiva, so he has a problem. So he says the only Eitzah is, if one wants to be Malik Ayotzah, Lambi should be, he should put it by the Amud. And by the Amud is that we're matter to be Madlik Neiris and Beis HaKnesses, Kabdu as Hashem Be'urim, that Lekovit Beis HaKnesses will allow, even though it's also not Lochem, or Lekovit Beis HaKnesses, one is permitted to be Madlik Aner. So he says, a Yotzeit Lomp, one should be madlik by the Omud, and then his matter adults that. About Kaponim, Kovid is not called a Shimush. Kovid is, that's the Kovid. The Kovid is, forget, Lekvoidoi, where madlik neiris, not Lashem Shimush. Sok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbona. Hoyu Yoishvin bebeis HaMedrash. Ve'hiviyu oir lifneim. And they brought an oir. Be'shamay oimrim kol echod ve'echod mevorich la'atzmoy. That kol echod ve'echod mevorich la'atzmoy, that they go and the shamash takes an oir. You have a base medrash, the kochzach and learning. Zwar nein yid was geht, von stender zu stender. Yen nesim. Macht euch a broch, everyone should be zinnin to be yoitze. Beire me oire eish, me zogt omein. Now, it's a more dika machloikis over here. Bishloime beisilum aforish taime. Bishloime says, it's an inyan taker, faker, that they should all answer, oh, mein, what a gepakte beis medrish, but gezut bo, meire yeish, oh, mein, meire dik, brev am adres melech. Ela beishamai mai taime, kasavri bim nei bitl beis medrish. No, there's a bitl beis medrish. You'll hear, we'll see a more dika rabbeinu yoyne, the whole can stay in Afen Kopf. Tanya nami hochi, shall beis chamun gamlila ha yoimri marpe be beis hamedesh ne bitl beis hamedesh. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yoyne, then we'll appreciate what it says in our Gemara. The Rabbeinu Yoyne says, this Rabbein Yain is Lametesam at Beis. Kol Echod ve'Echod Mevorech La'atzmoy Bipnei Bitl Beis HaMedrash. So here what happens. Shetzrichim Kulon Lishmoya HaBroche Kula. You have to hear the whole broche. Ve'lanois Omein Acher Mevorech. You have to answer Omein. Ve'nimtze Shemizbatlim Baniyas Omein Yoyser mimasha yisbatlu kshiyivoyach kol echad vecha bifnei atzmai. Do you hear what you were going in bitul toire? Amen. Like this, if each one makes a broche, so you only have the broche. Boruch hasha boire moire yeish. But here, yen is it tach boire moire yeish. That is already 15 seconds. And then there's another half of a second they say amen. So another half a second of bitul toire, that's bitul beis hamedrash. Beis Shami didn't allow this and this, but the Midrashim, Agav Uche, this is the Seder Moitzoi Shabbos. This is not the Moitzoi Shabbos, this is the Seder before Havdolah. There was a Gepak Beis Medrash, and Beis Shammai was Machmer, and the Bittl Beis HaMedrash. Beis Hill Oimrim, the Loi Chayshinon, Le Bittl Kaze. Such a Bittl Beis HaMedrash, please. This half second more for the omen. She yaiser toiv she yivorech echad lekulam mishum beroiv am hadras melech. This is a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If Beis Hillel was Mekel, it was Mekel on Bittul Teure. This is, reminds me of the story once came to the Beis Halevi, the Tamaskel came to me, he's a big machmer. If you're a big Talmud Chochem, why can't he hear any kulas from you? She started reckoning guys kulas. Yeah, I'm back a big maker. I hold you can learn Erev Tisha B'Av Machatzos. Made a whole bunch of kulas also. So this is also Beis Hillel was a maker and done. Yeah, in Bittul Beis HaMedrash.
And be'etzem, the Rashbat brings a raya to this. We'll say, ah, Rabbeinu Yoine. The Gemara, it's not the Gemara, because the Gemara brings a raya that by Rabbi Gamliel, Menish Gezot Tassusa, someone sneaked, he didn't say Gesundheit. And it was Gesundheit. It's more this, because more in the base of Merit, it's more in Omen. Later, the Zalbazach. They said Marpei, also two syllables. Al-Koponim, Tassusa, Al-Koponim, the... Omein Zarichas Kel Melech Nemon should be an Omein Chatufa Asusa Kemesh Zog Nishna Loichet Al Kaponim. That's the Raya of the Gemara. Where Rabbi Gamliel Nishki Ken Bashtein to Zog Nishna Asusa. It's Vittel Beis HaMedrash. That's the Rabbeinu Yoine. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Bibnei Vittel Beis HaMedrash Shebizman She'echod Mevorech Lekulo. When Shaman Shechem Mavoich Lekulam, Hein Tzrichim Lishtoik Megir Sosom, and the Rif, it's the Rashi, and the Rif says, Ad She Yiskavnu Kulam, V'yishmu Eilov V'yanu Omein. So the Madani Yontif wants to say that could be Rashi did not learn like the Rabbeinu Yoine. Rashi learned Ad She you have the Rizik Eilam was Kochtzich in learning, so you have to quiet the Eilam down, they should Reisach Avek from learning, So you need, I'm seeing, Lishtek mit the Gersosom, Ache is Kavnu Kulam Yishna Eilov, Yena Chavrus Altochamit Nakashi, then after the first part, they're not stopping right away. So till you quiet down the whole base medrash, that'll take a good 5 minutes. But after Heren de Brocha Nachoyche Ditzu, we saw already what Chazal was. Rav, he was afraid he didn't hear the Bichas Azimun or Tachnish Ketoy. So you have to make sure it was quiet that you could hear a pin drop. That can take a good 5 minutes. That's the Bittul Beis Medrash. So according to Rashi, came learn an Ebsher Abyssal Ananda Ribshah. Marpei la'odom ha'mis ateish, sheregilim, a person sneezes, sheregilim, loimer asusa. What is this Indian of asusa? So Rabbi Kevegir is very nice. He brings us a Pilkei d'Rabbeloza. And Julian Ashas. Who be Pilkei d'Rabbeloza perik nun beit, v'yoyim shenivru shamayim v'oretz lehoya odom choylem. Elim hoya bederech oy bishuk voya oy teish v'nishmosa yaitz minachirov. The Radal explains that's keboy leikach poltoi. That means just like the nishama kum terayim v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. So it went out also me'apov. Ache bo yakev ovinu ubikish rachmim bo mariboyin kolo ilomim artikach nafshi mimeni ache tzaves bonai ubnoisai v'netaloi. The Pilkei d'Rabbeloza calls us a moifis. Is lefichoch chayiv odom loimer batishosoi chayim. Shenefach amoves hazel lo'oir, shenemar atishosef tohil oir. It's the mistome do'oir, it's an achas ruach. Also, as we had before in Brochus, so memele, that's the Indian of Asusa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ein mevolchin Ein mevolchin loy al aner v'loy al apsomim shel meis. My time, ner lekovetu da'avide. A ner is for kovet. Is madlik the ner for kovet ha'meis. M'psomim la'avuri reichohu da'avide. The psomim, the purpose of the psomim is not lehoriach. The purpose of the psomim is lesalik reichora. So memele, a reyach, if it's not lahoriach, so one does not make a broch. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol shameitzin lefonov, b'yoyim u'balaylo, if it's such a mate, that the Chevra Kedisha has instructions, that if he'll die by day, there mentions an Odom Choshev, you have to be madlik aner, so filu, you are madlik by night, you also cannot make a brocha. Boy rei me yoy rei heish. Ein me volchen op. V'chol, we'll see soon pshat, amachloik is rashi in the Rabbeinu Yoine. V'chol shein me tzi in lefon of ela balaylo, but if there's no special instructions, the chevel kikdisha got by day, if he dies by day, we can save some money, but afnish madlik zayin aner lekvoidoi. No, by, and then there were madlik aner by night, so what's the purpose in the Nair? The purpose in the Nair is Lahoya is Mevolkin Allah. Now let us see Let's first see the Rabbeinu Yoina, and then we'll see Rashi. And we'll see that there's a tremendous difference between the Rabbeinu Yoina and Rashi. Rabbeinu Yoina says as follows. Kol shemeitziyin lefonov b'yoim u'balayla. Ein mevorchen olam. If this is a person, if he would have died by day, both m'eichad madlik even a ner, she can't make a broch on this ner. My time, kol midi to lechavid of it, loy mevorchen olam. This is lechavid. Klayma, im derech loyitziyoy al hameis b'yoim mishum kovid. If the derech is loitziyah el ha-meis b'yoyim mishum kovid, af al pi, frekta Rabbeinu Yoina, a very pertinent question, af al pi shebelayla meitziyin b'nei reis lohoyer, he says, by night, the zich another purpose over here. We're speaking about there was no street lights. They went for the Beis Olam there, so kolchoch, this ner was also used lohoyer. But it's covered also. That means the covered is a person who's deserving of covered, and lemaisa the nair is lekvayde also. Ein mevochin aleihem. Ba'afilu neim shepam madlikam oisim lohoyer. Afilochin nirem ikanshim nasa lohoyer v'nasa lekovered. Oh, no, I skipped over a line. It says, namu mishim covered, ein mevochin aleihem. So the Rabbeinu Yoina holds that le kovid is a pasulus. It has to be lahoyer alone. Le kovid and lahoyer toignished. And could be the shtims also with the Rabbeinu Yoina before. The Rabbeinu Yoina before said that by kdeiros he said b'soif means, he doesn't say the way Rashi says that there was a double purpose. He says al b'soif mevochen olav sha'osi lahoyer kdei liros akdeiros mehem mevusholos ayasid. That's the whole purpose of b'soif. Kim sha'osi b'soif lahoyer mevochen olav. Rabbeinu Yoina would seem a double purpose taydachnish. It has to be purely lahoyer. Now let us see Rashi. Ner lekovid ameis avide besamim ovi avidi lavuri reiche. There the purpose is lahavir areyach. This alchoinai shalmeis avidi. The purpose is to be mesalik, the sichen shalmeis, v'loi lariach. Kol meishu choshev lohoiti lifon of ner bayoim. Im oitzi oi balayla b'moitzoi shabbos likvurem. Ein mevolchin al oisai ner. Zucht Rashi favos, the lekovid avide veloi lahoyer. Rashi says, klo Rashi l'shitosai. Because Rashi said before that if you do for two purposes, you do lemarek by the marek, the sid, and you also do lahoyer, that's called lahoyer. So therefore Rashi had to say, you're only doing it lekovid. No, the shayla is v'loy lohoy. Rashi says klor. No, kan shayla ben. Remember not when the chob do v'loy lohoy. Did they break the necks? So the Ritva says it. No, speaking like there's a levana. Remember that there's a levana over here. So the meile, if there's a levana, you don't indulge in neiris. So I'll kapon him. So this neir is only lekovid. Lekovid avide v'loy lohoy. Then we make a broche, kus lohoyer avide. Look to Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Huna, psomim shel beis hakisei, v'shemen ha'osi lahavir es hazuamo. Ein mevorchin olav. One does not make a broche. Again, because we only make a broche on reyach if it's osi lahoriach. Here it's silu kehezik. It's not, we don't want the reyach because we want to get rid of the bad reyach. Lemeim redachol heichet delav lereich avid aloi mevorchin ilavei. Meisvei, we learned hanichnas lachanusei shal boisem. Riach, someone enters a chanus of besamim. והריח ריח, אפילו יושב שם כל היום, כולי אינו מבורך אלא פעם אחד. So only makes one broche, even though he's smelling a whole day, but verkehrt, the broche is koilo, all the reiches will smell a whole day, makes one broche. Nichnas v'yotza, nichnas v'yotza, mevorech al kol pam o pam. Bachlekes harishayinim, if it was dati lachsa, if he makes al kol pam o pam, he doesn't make al kol pam o pam. But let's go back to the kash. Hochet delav l'reiche hu Davide, these psalmim are not made l'reiach. Now, the Bala Hanus does not want, they're not here for people to come in and smell, they're here for business. They're become a vorech. The Gemara, no, ein l'reiche nami hu Davide, ki heiche de nirche inshi v'neise v'nizbim ne'fakert. He wants people to smell. That's the best salesman. If you'll smell the psalmim, so you'll be a good customer. That's called l'reicha avide. There's a very interesting Mishnah Brura that brings down a Simon Reisha Zion as follows. That, number one, he brings down that what happens if a person goes in, like this the halacha is, let us say, as follows. A person enjoys the beautiful aroma of ground coffee. He opens up an instant coffee jar and smamish meredig. So the din is, shemeke neis nerech tev bapedis. But that's dafka if he wants to smell it, takke. But if he doesn't want to smell it, he wants to take a cup of coffee. No, he smells it and he enjoys it. You don't make a brocha. Because it has to be not lehoriach. You have to take it lehoriach. If there's kavon lehoriach. The same thing if a person is eating a fruit and he smells it also. But the kavon is not mechetese, but the kavon is achila. So it's not lehoriach. One does not make a brocha. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah brings down the person that came in to this psalmim store, Chanusei Shalboisim, he didn't come in to smell it. He came in even for a different reason. But he's smelling it and he enjoys it. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, since the intent of the Moicher is Mezol Shmeket, so there's a Kavon Elohir mitzad the Moicher. And the person who enters is enjoying it. So that's enough. You're mitzaref, the kavona of the moicher and the enjoyment. Because he wants him to smell it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings on a very interesting shaila. But what about the owner of the store? The owner of the store is a big shaila. Because by him it's not l'hariach. He's not going to buy for himself. So him, there's others that say by the owner of the store, in order for him to make a boiramin epsomim, he has to want to smell it. But Samazai, he's then from the Reyach, since for him it's not called Avida L'Riach, by him could be the Machloikis in this. He brings down 2 days in this Nakuda. But you need, it should be L'Riach Avida. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Psamim Shemoylech Odom Istinis L'Beis HaKisei L'Haber Mimenu Reyach Rash L'Beis HaKisei Ein Mevorchen Olof V'shemen ha'osri lahavir es ha'zuhamo, sh'meviyim b'soif ha'sude losach yedayim z'uhamois, v'hu mevusim b'psomim, ein mevorchen olav boirei atzei psomim, ela boirei shemen oriv mevorchen im shemen shalaparsimen hu, odom ha'bekeitze mevorchen ha'i mishre kvish etchine mevorchen olav boirei atzei psomim, loy bebo b'soif ha'sude koma, ela bebo l'oriach. Now, we had learned this Rashi when we were on Daf Mem Gimel. We brought down this Rashi, and then we set up Shat according to the Shleima Mishnose. Baruch Hashem, I saw a Machzis HaShekel today that says a different Shat in Rashi, which is more Mistava. The Machzis HaShekel says as follows, that by all psalmim, the halacha is that you only make a broche if it's not l'loriach. Therefore, if a person will take shemen, or shemen ha'osi la'avir ha'sazumo, and v'shteitzach la'avir ha'sazume, it only works because this psomim there also, v'umevusim v'psomim, but since it's la'avir ha'sazumo, one does not make a broche, that's the klal. There's one shemen afar simoin, which is gevaldik choshuv, and mitech shivusoi, to make boire shemen orei, is by Shemen Afar Semoin, even though it is not Osi Lehoriach, it is ofi lahave razume mitech kshivusa, you'll make a brocha on it. So that is pshat in this Rashi. And perhaps we could understand it as follows, because be'emeson reyach is a hano pulte. That's why we don't make a brocha achoina on reyach, Rashi says, and neither, because it's a small hano. So could be, since the hano is so small, in order to make a brocha, you have to be machshiv. If you machshiv it, then it is a chshivit. So how you machshiv it? Not lo l'horiach. That's machshiv it. If you're not machshiv it, so mamela, you don't make a brocha on it. Shemen afar semoin is moiridik choshiv. You don't need your machshiv. It's choshiv. So there are filu, not lo l'havir as azuma, but you're nene from the reyach. You don't have to be machshiv the reyach. Yenene from the Reach, so lemaisa, you'll make a broch. That's what Rashi is saying. Our Gemara is speaking about shemen kvisha. Shemen kvisha is may yet plain shemen from, stam as a olive oil, and you were kovish psomim in it, so that's psomim. So memela, the chshivis is only the chshivis of psomim. So memela, the brocha would be boirei atse psomim. So memela, if it's lahavir as azum, you won't make boirei atse psomim. Masha enkei. Shemen afar semoin, which is a moire de kroshe v'shemen, you make a besondere broche, boirei shemen orei, so memele, that, even though it's lahave razume, you also make a broche. And why did Rashi say this? So the Matzah Shekel explains beautifully, because we had a sugye, the Gemara said that the Shaila, he had shemen and the hodos. Which one should he make first? So l'cheira Rashi had a moire de kekashe. If it's speaking about shemen kvishe, so the bracha is also boirei atzei psomim. So what's the shaila? We say it's the same bracha. And if it's speaking about lohoriach and not lahaveres azume, so the shemen, which is more choshev, you should zicha make a bracha first. So therefore Rashi said as follows, Yana Gemara is speaking about that it's lahaveres azume. So since the shimush of the hodos is more choshev than the shimush of the shemen, you're magdim the broch and the hodos before the broch and the shemen. But afar pi, can you do make a broch and the shemen? Because this is shemen afar sumin. This more or less state in Matzis HaShekel. Let us see, Toisvis, ein mevorchin olov, perish Rashi, miyu mevorchin olov, bor sheboro shemen orev. Oh, domelo, bekeitze, mevorchen, ein mischre, kvishe, mevorchen, al boire, ja, zeib, somin, heine, bebo, lohoria, loi, meiri, besoi, chasude. Besoi, chasude, it is, le, meise, besoi, chasude, it is, le, haver, sezuma, so then, you wouldn't make any brocha whatsoever. Zog die Gemara weiter. Tone, rabo, ho, yo, mahal, echutz, le, krach, beiriach, reach, im, roiv, oiv, de, kechovim, so ein Emon, it's a Reyach Shalayvet Kechom, which is also a Reyach, lo yidbak biyot chamiyum min acherem, because Oivte Kechom, oh, I'm a stomme, lavay de zore, ein em mevore. Evroiv Yisrael, mevore, you make a broche. Agam urche, it's gedai to know the halache, the Rambam paskin, the Shulchan Aruch li paskin, that the Rambam puts together, psomim shalavay de zore mevorechen olov, because it's also a Reyach. Psomim shel erve is also ein mevorchin olav because it's also lohariach. The Rashba says, what is the iser? The Rashba says, because the whole purpose of these psomim is lahatel oro shel yetzer hara. What's the loshon of Rashba? Neshem asuyim la'aveira lahatel oro shel yetzer hara. Therefore, there's an iser lohariacham, and therefore one is not allowed to make a brocha. So the Rambam puts in the same category, psomim shall abay disorder together with psomim shall elder. So it says as follows. Imrei b'yit kechob, einem mevorech. Imrei v'yisrael, mevorech. Abi reisiyayim, afilo rei v'yisrael, nami einem mevorech. Neshe b'nois yisrael, mekatreis l'kshofen. So weiter, das ist ein Issa Loria. Fragt die Gemara, oto kulu lukshofen mekatrin? That's all, the old Bnei Yisrael like that? So the Gemara says, no havel miyuta lukshofen, miyuta nami legamere sakelen. In others, I'm a gamere sakelen, which is also not lahoria. ישתקח רובה דלב לריך עובד פיילו שרויב. וחרובה דלב לריך עובד לאי מבורך. אמר רב חייא בר אבא, אמר רב יוחנן, המהלך בר וישבוסס בטבריה, מיצו ישבוסס בציפורי וריח ריח, אינה מבורך. משך הסקוסי אינה עושה לגמר בו יעשה כלם. In Tveria used to be Megama the Kalim, they used to put a be Meilad Reich and the Kalim Erev Shabbos, Lakovit Shabbos, and in Sipoir used to do it Mitzoy Shabbos, and some of the Shabbos to get Kalim. So Memele, that's not, it's also Legamer and not Lohriach. Tono Rabon, Oye Mahalach Beshuk Shal Akum Nisratza Lohriach Harei Ze Choytei. Zot Rashi, לגמר סקלם לבסם באשוני הסבגודים בטבריה ירגילם לגמר ארבי שבוסס מפירי במיצוי שבס.